It's time now for our monthly soundbite segment when we look at some of the brand new restaurants in the area. Joining me in studio from Sauce Magazine are Catherine Cleaney, the managing editor, and Matt Sorrell, staff writer. Thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Time is moving right along for us, so let's get right to it. And Catherine, we'll start with you. It's got a kind of a funny name, but, food is good, right?
There's a couple fun names this month.
Yeah.
Nudo House has just opened last month in Creve Coeur. This is one of the most highly anticipated restaurants of the year. It was announced a couple years ago. It is a ramen and pho shop from Miley's Cuitron and co-owner Marie Ann Velasco. The menu there is small. There's only a handful of appetizers, a couple of sandwiches, and four bowls of ramen and four bowls of pho. But if you love Miley's pho, you definitely won't be disappointed. That traditional Vietnamese noodle soup is available there, and it's delicious. But the real draw there is the ramen, and that's what everyone's been looking forward to, and we were not disappointed. We're obsessed with the shroomed out option. It's a vegetarian bowl filled with a bunch of really springy ramen noodles, soy milk-based broth, and meaty braised king oyster mushrooms that they eat like meat. They're so thick. Then it's topped with baby bok choy, pickled bamboo shoots, a fragrant garlic oil, and this beautiful gooey marinated egg that is just perfect. If you're looking something more handheld, a little less messy, a little less chopsticks involved, the banh mi pho dip is the way to go. This is their take on a classic French dip, but with the Vietnamese banh mi style sandwich. So French bread is stuffed with tender shredded brisket and flank steak. The usual banh mi accoutrement, pickled carrots and onions and fresh cilantro, things like that. And then, like a French dip, it's served alongside a cup of the beef pho broth, so you get to dip and eat. It's a really fun hybrid piece. And you definitely need to save some room for dessert. They do a house-made soft serve. And keep an eye out for the lychee and mango flavors. They rotate all the time, but if you can get a swirl of lychee and mango, you're in for a very nice end-of-the-day treat.
And what would a soundbite segment be without ramen?
Exactly. Right? we got to talk about ramen and beer every other week, every other month, I think.
It's okay by me. Matt, you've got another, I guess we're talking pizza?
Absolutely. And this is actually a new addition to the food truck scene, but it's a little different. So this is called Pie Hard. Which is a take on the movie Die Hard. The owners are very big fans of that particular movie. There's actually a mural on the truck of one of the key scenes in that movie. So Pie Hard comes from Michael Pastor, and he used to be a chef at several really high-end restaurants around town. He worked at Pastoria. He worked at the Four Seasons. But when he went out on his own, he decided to do a little bit more of a casual thing, and so he created this truck. It's a 20-foot shipping container on the back of a flatbed truck. It's as big as it could possibly be and be legal. It also has a 5,000-pound pizza oven on the back of it.
Wow.
So what he does is he does some special events in St. Louis and the Metro East right now. He will be in St. Louis a little bit more coming soon. He usually parks out in front of his commissary in the Belleville area, and he makes small 10-inch wood-fired pizzas. So those are like little personal size pizzas. Our favorites so far have been the Vladi, which has a vodka sauce, pickled shallots, tender meatballs, really crisp fried rosemary, and of course, obviously a great wood-fired crust. And then there's a Mexican-inspired pie called the Al Pastor with sort of like a mole sauce, shallots, pork belly, cheddar, queso fresco, and some sweet pickled pineapple. Really, really nice. They also do a couple of desserts with some house-made strawberry balsamic ice cream between a couple of sea salt chocolate chip cookies and some lemon gelato with some meringue cookies. Very, very good. And he can be followed on Twitter at Pie Hard Pizza.
And what would a soundbite segment be without pizza?
You can't get away from it.
Here we go again.
Absolutely.
And Catherine drew the unusual names today, that's
exactly.
For sure.
Bing Bing.
Bing Bing.
So this is the newest addition to The Loop. It's actually just off The Loop on Melville Avenue toward the west end of The Loop in U City. Bing Bing specializes in Zhanbing, which is a popular street food snack in China. It's sort of like a burrito and a crepe. It's sturdy enough to hold like a burrito, but it's thin enough to be considered a crepe, and it's made in the same way. So you place your order and you watch them sort of spread it out with that little wooden dowel, just like you would a French crepe. But they're offered in two styles. There's the cornmeal-based Shandong style, and then the little more delicate mung bean-based Chandin style. And
that's
each
easy
is,
for you to say.
Yeah, it took me a little practice. It's filled with a bunch of different things. So it's always filled with egg, Chinese pickles, and then crunchy wonton. So you get a lot of different textures and flavors. Mm. You get sweet, you get sour, you get tart. Mm. But then you get to pick your meat and your sauce, and that's where you really have some fun. We really liked the slightly sweet barbecue pork, which when we say barbecue pork, we think like pulled pork covered in sauce. Mm. But this is actually a Chinese barbecue, so it's dry and actually has a really nice pink ring around it, and it's got a nice flavor. And it's mixed with a hoisin house sauce. Or you can do the golden crispy chicken, which is pieces of fried chicken that are we mixed with the teriyaki traditional sauce. And both of those were great options. And they're really fun. They can be handheld. You can use a knife and fork. But they're really delicious street food style snacks. They're great for a quick lunch or a late night option.
Mm, sounds good. Sounds good. And the restaurant news is always restaurants are always, making news in our community. Matt, what's going on from your vantage point?
Well, the big news is just last month, Bon Appetit announced that Nixta has earned the number 9 spot on its very coveted top 10 best new restaurants in America list. Nixta opened late last year. It's from a restaurateur, Ben Peremba, who's from started Ele and Olio and Parigi, among others. Very big deal. It's I believe this is the first time a St. Louis restaurant has made the top 10 list.
But we've been getting some pretty good attention nationally, haven't
we?
These magazines and organizations.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's terrific. That's great. It makes your job a lot more fun.
It's definitely fun to make those phone calls.
What have you got, Kevin?
There has been a big change at Cleveland Heath, which is a very popular Edwardsville restaurant. Owners Jenny Cleveland and Chef Ed Heath have actually sold the restaurant to Keith and Carrie McGinnis. They are restaurant industry veterans who have roots in the area. Jenny and Ed have decided that they're going to relocate to Salt Lake City. That's where Ed Heath is from, to be closer to his family. And the new owners, I actually had a chance to chat with them last night. They said they're not planning to mess with success. They've had great opportunities. They've really enjoyed it there. The executive chef Rick Kazmer is staying on, as is their bar and general manager Eli Barnes. So they're not planning to change anything. They're really happy with what they have, and they're looking forward to continuing the tradition.
Boy, that's a long way off Salt Lake City, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a haul.
Yeah, and an Italian restaurant, Matt, is going down here in St. Louis.
Yeah, one of my actual favorites, Randolphi's in the Loop, has announced it. They're going to be shutting their doors this month. On last day of service will be September the 9th, Saturday. Don't have a reason for the closure officially yet, but there is supposedly a new project in the works, and we're going to be keeping track of that. And folks can check in on us, Facebook and Twitter and our website, and we will hopefully have some news soon.
Lots of news from Sauce Magazine with our monthly hit list. I want to thank you both so much for being with us, Catherine Cleaney and Matt Sorrell. Good to see you, and we'll look forward to seeing you about a month from now.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.